Well, I guess originally I wasn't actually planning on racing when it was going to be a 30K individual, because I thought that would maybe take a bit out of me leading into the ski tour. So I was excited when they changed it to the 15K mass start. And my plan going into the race was like just to try to get myself into a good position and then see what I could do from there. And I feel like I succeeded in doing that, and then the wheels came off me a little bit in kind of like the third and fourth lap, but I was stoked to kind of survive and hang on for like a decent finish there and my best race of the season, so it was good.
Can you talk a little bit about the course as far as it's quite a bit different? I think there wasn't one of the major climbs that we saw last year. And then just with the man-made snow, it seemed like it was kind of starting to degrade after kind of lap four, lap five, lap six.
The big Mörderbacken hill wasn't there, but like when it's a flatter course and like technically easier, it's also almost harder because there's less downhill to rest. You're always kind of working. And then that man-made snow, the uphills were getting kind of deep and sloppy. So that was challenging. And I think they made man-made snow like at different times and spread it out at different areas at different times. So like in certain sections, my skis felt really good. In other sections, the snow was slower. And so it was kind of like a head game to like not let yourself be like, oh, my skis suck, and then like 500 meters later, you're like, oh, I got the fastest skis out here or something. So where a lot of times the courses are more consistent than that. I mean the course actually flowed really well, and for being like kind of a narrow course with like 80 guys in the mass start, it didn't seem like it was piling up as bad as like maybe in Lenzerheide at the start of the tour. Like we were snow plowing coming into the uphills and double poling a bunch of sections because it was just so crowded. So this course was pretty cool actually. It turned out I thought it was a really fun race.
And your career best was in Falun last year, right?
Yeah, it was.
And in that race, after the race, you talked a little bit about kind of changing your strategy as far as you know that your one of your strengths is climbing, and so you kind of were used to pushing the climbs. And last year, you said you sort of shifted that towards working the gradual terrain a little more and kind of laying off a little bit on the steep parts so that you're maintaining better overall speed and energy. Can you comment on, like, is that sort of the same approach you take today when the course is sort of naturally a little bit more in that direction?
Well, yeah, I'm still working on that like all season, and but I think last year was an individual start, and so I think with the pacing, then that's where I can focus on that the most. Where like today, I kind of didn't feel like I maybe had the luxury of settling in on the hills and working the flats because I just was trying to respond to the people around me and just hanging in there. And there's quite a bit of headwind when we skied like towards the stadium. It was like some of the most wind I've seen so far this year in any of the races. So climbing up those hills before you turned into the headwind, it was actually like you didn't want to allow a gap to form because you wanted to be right in there with everyone else so you could get the benefit of the draft. So yeah, and in the mass starts, I don't feel like I necessarily pace the same. I'm just doing what the pack's doing, but I do have to be conscious that like these flats and gradual terrain might be the most challenging parts for me, and then when I get to the hills, I can settle in and like kind of hang on to my strengths there, and then yeah, just be like mentally prepared to struggle maybe in the flats where I feel a little weaker compared to these other guys.
How are you feeling heading into a ski tour?
I'm pretty optimistic. I've been healthy, and I think I'm rested, or as well rested as I can be at this point in the year. And yeah, I don't know. I kind of like that it's a new event for everyone. So I don't know what to expect necessarily, but I think everyone's in that same place. So I don't know. I think it could go really well. And it's nice having the experience of the Tour de Ski earlier in the year. So I'm not like afraid, really. I just like know if I stay healthy and I come into it rested, it should go well.